Hello. How are you getting on? This is Vegan Steven Music. We're going to talk about guitar maintenance. So, that's what we're talking about. Hope you enjoy. If this is your kind of thing, stay. That sounded a little bit passive-aggressive, didn't it? So I have a bunch of the tools here. I got some lube.
Oh, yeah.
And by that I mean it's called Ultimate Lemon Oil. So this goes onto your fretboard. You don't need any of this stuff. This is just optional.
All right.
So, just general guitar maintenance is what we're talking about. So, just if you have to change a string on acoustic guitar, this might be for you. So, when you're changing a string on the guitar, you hit the string and you loosen it. And it goes, if it's up here, it's going loose, you get clippers. So, the string's gone floppy because you've loosened the string, yeah? Then you get clippers, boing, 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 and you go clip at the end and clip up at the top of the headstock. Alright, so both ends are cut. This prevents the string running through, having to run the whole way through either end, because if you feed the string the whole way through the guitar's body or through the tuner, what's it called, the string tuner at the top, what happens, it seems absolutely harmless, but it begins to groove into wear away at, if you will, the bridge and the just everything, because it's like rubbing a file past it. Alright, so it wears away at the bits and bobs. Okay, so if your intonation is like just perfect, everything is just where you want it to be, you probably don't want everything filed down, like your note filed down. It's just like filing it. It's just like, yeah. And with that in mind, you can actually use a string as a file, which is to file down your note. The note, again, is just below the headstock where this pushes the string up to go on the fretboard. Okay, we might need to go over the parts of the body again. So you got your body, which is the big body, and the strings come out of that behind the sound hole, which is the bridge. So the strings go into the bridge, and the pegs are the things that you take out at the end. You might need pliers for that. So before changing strings, you gotta loosen the string with the machine head or tuners, which is up at the very top here of the headstock. I know some of you are listening to the audio version of this while you're doing stuff around the house or something. So it doesn't really, using the clippers is something which I've started to do because I change strings so much. For the first many years I didn't dare, but if you're changing strings loads and you want to preserve the life of your instrument and so on, getting the clippers out can be good. If you're playing a whole lot of guitar, change your strings regularly enough. Especially if you have it set up a certain way, yes, definitely look into that. But for most people, you just kind of have the guitar whatever way it is and whatever way you bought it, or you've probably never had it brought in somewhere to get it set up. Set up, like finely tuned. Alright, so there's a ball on the end of the string. So the ball on the end of the string goes into the bridge. So on acoustic guitar, you need to pull out the old string. So pull out the plug in the bridge in the body. Just take it out. And then put your new string in. That's the ball end. Put that in and push the peg in. Give it a little very soft touch. I like to get like a bit of wood and then hit it with a hammer. Very softly. So it's wood banging on wood on wood, as opposed to, because metal would just break the plastic and all that. Yeah. So something which I had to have a go at yesterday was I had to change all the strings. So that's why it's fresh on the mind on two guitars. I had to file them down because the fretboard was so worn. You'll probably might notice this on your second fret of your guitar. There'll be grooves going in and out where the strings are. If you've been playing the guitar for years, there'll be grooves on the second string there. Right. So before I changed the strings, I took them all off. Now generally you don't ever want to take all the strings off your guitar because the thrust rod, which is the support system which goes through the neck, which you might need an Allen key if you ever want to adjust, depending on the temperature of the weather and so on, to flatten it out, because a bowing can occur when we've been through this a few more times, so it's just kind of a recap, but I'll try to stick to one thing. Because we're learning, and I'll keep going over this stuff. Okay, so we're talking about changing the strings. So ideally you change the strings one by one so that the tension is kept the same on the fretboard. Or at least in pairs of two. I personally am quite impatient, so I like to chop them all off, scrub in and out of all everywhere, make sure everywhere is clean, because I can live with the guitar. I'm not very precious with my guitar and stuff, but this it just means that have you ever come across where after you change the guitar doesn't really stay in tune for a day or two or something like that? If you want the tuning stability to be better on the guitar, you change the guitar just two strings at a time to keep the tension consistent on the piece of wood, so it's not confused. Very technical terms, putting emotions on blocks of wood. Alright, so this is something which I had to do yesterday, because all the frets were, there was fret buzz, okay? So you can do this at home if you want, if you're a carpenter or just want to have a go of it. You can get all the parts kind of cheap online, or else if you just want them now, you can end up spending hundreds on them. So whatever you're into. So this is what had to be done because there was a lot of fret buzz on the instruments. This is more into the maintenance, okay? So there's certain tools which I'd just like to show you. So here's one. It's a giant ruler with some grooves made in it. Alright, and it's like a leveling ruler or something like that. So it just looks like a giant ruler that someone's been biting on. And what this is used for is when you have all the strings off on the guitar, you have to make sure the neck is completely flat. Because what I did yesterday, so this fretboard is actually pretty flat as it is, because that's the way I like it. With a little bit of a bow in the center there. So just because of the physics of filing the instrument, if you file it while the neck is bowed, you're going to end up filing more frets than others. So when you've taken off all your strings and if you've chosen to do, like this is just interesting, you might never do this, but this is what happens if you ask to have your fret filed in a guitar shop or something. So they take off all the strings, they put the fret file on, they adjust the thrust rod, which is the support mechanism, which is a light bow, underneath this thrust rod plate with an Allen key. Alright, lefty loosey, righty tighty. Until the fretboard is completely flat, even though you may have want some bow in it for playability. Alright, so once it's completely flat, what they do then is they use a thing called a fret rocker, which is this triangly thing here. And they rock up and down the frets going like this. Is there any wiggle there? Are these all level? Are these all level with each other? And so on. And they'll also do it not just in the center of the guitar between the D and G string. They'll also do it at the bottom of the guitar and the top of the guitar there. And once they're satisfied with that, or once they find it a troublesome thing where the frets aren't level with each other in height, they'll use something like this, a big file, and they'll rub down the frets to make sure that they're all level with each other. And it has to be done very kind of subtly and gently, because if you do it wrong, if you start, yeah, if you just start filing without really knowing where, you can just, yeah, you'd really mess up your guitar, I guess. Potentially. If you're really going at it. So, I guess don't do this unless you've given it a Google or whatever. So yeah, they file down, sometimes it becomes a flat surface. Alright, so there's no bow in the neck. Because there's no strings on it. Alright, so we adjust the truss rod till it's flat. Lovely. Give this an old... loads of filing. And then they need to... make sure that it's flat the whole way across. So they keep checking that. Then after they do loads of the filing, so they'd mark, they keep doing with the fret rocker after filing, alright? And then they'd mark it with a little bit of black marker or something to mark, to know, alright, I haven't, that's the one that needs to come down a bit, because that's the troublesome bit. And they keep rubbing it off, sanding it down until the marker is gone off. There's different ways to do it, but they file it down until the marker is gone off. And if it's on a specific file, they'll use something like this, which is just a protective. It's like a, if for you who can't see it, it's like a fretboard. It's a fretboard protector, so you put it on the fret, and it protects the fretboard when you're filing that specific fret. It protects the fretboard around it. So, is it kind of a condom, but not really? I don't know. It looks kind of like a razor blade, I guess. A little bit. And the fret goes inside it. Okay. So, fret rocker. Important. They're keep filing down the troublesome fret. Now, often, that's only if one fret is up too high. You might need a little hammer to go... But often what the problem is that one fret is... you have to file down all the frets. If you have big massive grooves in your frets and stuff. So yeah. But what, it's so good that you do this because you're just flying around the guitar. I did it yesterday. It's just, oh, it's just very nice. So that's one stage of it, the whole filing down the frets and making sure all the frets are even, and you get it helps get rid of that fret buzz. Alright. So after the major filing's done, they often have two files. They'll do like a big one and then a smaller one. And then they need to start using just going down with the amount of files needed until it becomes like bigger grain to like finer grain, more of a bit polishy. So here's some one of the tools they use. It's like a giant. It's just a file for like crowning the frets, and what that means is putting the curve on it. So it's not like a jagged. It's not like a slanted roof. It's like a proper rounded head on it, which helps with the string connection, string to fret connection. And here's a polishing kind of fine sanding block. So you keep filing it with finer grade things until it gets like something that someone would polish with their nails, like that kind of detail. Alright, we start off with big chunk of yucky sandpaper. Like here's a gross bit of sandpaper. I won't even show that. Alright, here's some sandpaper. I'm sure people know what sandpaper is. Do do do! Here's some sandpaper. So, varying grades of sandpaper. This is grit 30. And grit 30 is... It's like someone got a load of sand and glued it to paper. Which I guess is exactly what it is, now the more I think about it. And how that works is you rub, how do they describe that? You rub the sandpaper at the designated area and it wears down, makes a groove in that area. That's how sandpaper works. Okay. can be used on wood and metal in some circumstances. Alright, so that, so you see, yeah, file down the fret if you need to. That's one part of the maintenance. Now, the other part is once the strings are on and you've given it a day or something, is there bowing in the neck and how straight do you want it? So that would involve moving the truss rod, which is the support mechanism inside the neck. Because if you had a wooden neck, the force of the strings pulling the neck up towards your kind of hands and so on would force the neck to really bow outward. They can bow back or forward, but it would bow. So that's why they have a support mechanism, and depending on how much tension there is, you can adjust how much support is added. Alright, okie dokie. So once the strings are on, you may need to lower the tension, the height. You might want to lower the height of the strings to the fretboard, which makes it easier to play. So how you would do this is, it's called lowering the action. So in doing that, you're going to need to lower the strings. Okay, so from the nut, you're going to use some more little files. You hear that? It sounds like car keys. And all these are a little, like, what do these look like? They're basically imitations of the big E string in different sizes, and rubbing that, just like the sandpaper, against the plastic or bone or some variety of dense material used for the nut. It's used to adjust the height of the string. So there you are. It can be also used if you want the nut to grip the string, or if you want the string to pass loosely through the nut. So two different options there. Personally, I like it loose, because it means there's no tension caught behind the nut. And then as after you tune the physics of the string, the tension begins to even across the whole space of the string, and the tuning of the overall string drops, or at least changes as the tension evens out. So anyway, so these are files, mini long files, like kind of like little pencils or something, and you rub that in between the nut, and the nut is the white thing that pushes the strings up on the headstock there, the guitar. Okay, nice one. So the opposite side of that is the bridge. So you put the strings into the body of the guitar, and then the strings are lifted up before and put in a straight line, more or less, at an angle down through the, over the, to lift them up so that they're above the fretboard. Lovely. So one end pushing the strings up, you got the nut, and the other end you got the bridge pushing the strings up. Alright, lovely. So if it's an acoustic guitar, there's a white piece of plastic there, and the height of that will determine it. The action of the guitar, which is the distance between the string and the fretboard. Okay, if you're still with me, boom the bus, fair play to you. Oh, sorry. Okay, so this particular part is where the intonation starts to come into play. So you'll be filing down the bridge. Keep filing down the bridge until you have the string height that you want. So keep lowering it down until you have the string height you want. And you may have to, you have to be super careful on acoustic, because there's no going back, because you're filing away a piece of plastic or bone or some other material. So you can't really go back. You can go back by mixing some of the filings with super glue and putting that on, and that can help fill in the gap if needed, but it's not ideal. But that's a trick that they call macers. I can't remember the word for people who fix guitars. Luthorian, I think it is. Alright, so, yeah, you just file it down. On an electric guitar, you do it with a screwdriver generally, but on an acoustic guitar, you file it down. Use a screwdriver on an electric guitar to adjust the height of the string. Alright, so, that the action becomes lowered. See, the next thing they have to be concerned about is the distance of the string. So the distance of the string between the point of the nut and the bridge will determine the intonation of the string across the fretboard, which means how in tune it will stay across the fretboard. Fretboard is tuned in... There's other issues like how well the frets were put in and so on, but not really, kind of. That's not really an issue so much at the moment, unless someone homemade their guitar and put the frets in, I don't know. It's not really a big... I think it's generally machine done, kind of, so it's not... who knows? It's not really a big issue that the fretwork... If the fretwork is... Jesus, if the fretwork wasn't lined up properly, just throw your guitar away. No. Anyway, but normally it's a problem, the frets have to be filed down and stuff, and this is how you get rid of all those, like a dead fret, like a string that won't work, or a fret you can't play on. That's what sometimes needs to be done, the filing of the old frets. But yeah, it's pretty good. It really makes a huge difference having a fretboard that's just more or less flat, like, and really close to the action's really, really low. So yeah, it's like there's no effort involved in playing the instrument. It's just gorgeous, like no big. Oh, I gotta press down, lads. Okay, so here is something for string height. So this is a little chart, I think it's in millimeters or something. What's it in? It shows all the types, like how big the E string and little E string has to be. So this shows at the lowest, it's an indicator of how to have your strings. So I think you put a capo on the first fret for this one, and you put it up to the 12th fret or something like that. And you just measure, all right, how high does the E string have to be and how high does the little E string have to be. So this is string action at the 12th fret. Alright. And it's called a string action ruler. Maybe you guys can see that. So this is how people... As I said, it can be very confusing when you're filing down acoustic things. So this is how people figure it out. They just go to the little chart and they go, right, acoustic guitar... the action needs to be between 2 and 2.5 millimeters, or else 0.079 to 0.098 inches. And then it says the 6th string measurement and the little E string measurement. That's how high the little E string needs to be off the fretboard in order to vibrate fully without any fret buzz or any interference from the strings. So that's beautiful. That's how people figure it out, because it is very, and it goes, tells you like the bass and all that stuff. So, brilliant. I think that's fucking mind-blowingly brilliant. The person, that thing blows my mind. So that's how you'd know how low to put the strings and so on. Lovely. Here's a string winder. If you're changing strings, you go woo. It just for anyone who can't see, it's like a. Jeez, it's like a wrench or something for changing your wheel. I don't know. It's meant to spin. I always find they just break. So, all right. So intonation is the next one. So intonation is the exact distance, but if the between the nut and the bridge. But if the intonation is slightly off, the string will be either slightly sharp or flat throughout the range or whatever of the fretboard pitch. So this can involve moving the saddle, which is the bridge, where the strings, the last point on the bridge that the strings get pushed up on is called the saddle. So the saddle may have to come slightly forward or back to improve the intonation, tuning across the fretboard. This is like it's probably the last resort. And it's easy on electric guitar because you just do it with a screwdriver, just move it forward and back. And you can do it with a guitar tuner, no problem. But on acoustic guitar, it's a lot more scary because you're filing away at the saddle. So often you're better off just leaving it alone. But I always file it down. Well, it's a bit nerve-wracking. Sometimes you make a ball and you just have to get a new saddle, which is just the white piece of plastic there, or whatever you're into. Alright, so that was... Alright, so how to do the intonation with a guitar tuner. As far as I remember, you work off the you get the guitar tuner out, and you go like A440, grand, A440. So you bang A, comes up at A440, lovely. You do the harmonic, A at 440, lovely. And then you fret it on the 12th fret. And if you fret it at the 12th fret and slightly sharper flat, you need to, well, you don't need to, but it would be recommended. If it's a little bit, don't worry about it, but if it sounds like a different note, if these two don't sound the same. Tell they're like the same note, more or less, up to the parts like somewhere or whatever. It sounds like this. Well, that's even too good. It can be the reason why your guitar is out of tune, why it's in tune down at the A string, but when you the A open chords are in tune, but when you play further up the guitar when they're out of tune. It's nearly always the player that kind of balls with it, to be honest, but it could be the guitar. If the strings are lowered, it'll make a huge difference. So if the string was flat, you need to sharpen it, tighten it. And if it's, I can't remember, it's opposites of each other anyway. So if the string is flat, you need to loosen it, and if it's sharp, you need to tighten it. It's the opposite of what you think anyway. Alright. And I don't know how to tell you that on the, if it's, yeah, you'll hear it by ear anyway. Best of luck to you. It's definitely something you want to look into before doing it. So, but that's pretty much all there is to it. You just do it with a guitar tuner, move it forward and backwards until the fretted note, the open string and the fretted 12th string are the same, exactly. They're both coming up as bang, like A, bang on the dial. And if they're not, the open string and the fretted string at the 12th fret both coming up bang on, that means the intonation. So that's why on the back of an acoustic guitar, the saddle is in one full line piece of plastic, like I said, so you can file it different parts of it slightly forward and slightly back. The top of it, just the top of the saddle where the string makes connection with the bridge. But on an electric guitar, you can just, with a screwdriver behind here, move the individual saddles, because there's a different saddle for every string on most electric guitars. Move the individual saddles front and back. Front and back. All right, this was great now. Just keep going at the old music. Sometimes I find personally, I'll be sick of playing guitar or something, but I still want to do something, and I just, you know, clean the guitar and spend a day doing maintenance and stuff, because it's a lot of fun. I know it sounds a bit, I don't know, there's just something to it. I guess like a soldier cleaning his gun or something weird like that. Or it's like a lad washing his car or something. Anyway, all the best. Keep it light. Over and out.